The hemodynamic definition of pulmonary hypertension changed at the last meeting of the World Symposium on Pulmonary Hypertension, and the traditional cutoff of a mean pulmonary arterial pressure of 25 millimeters of mercury or greater was lowered to greater than 20. And this is a proposed change in the definition, although it appears that there's been a fair amount of uptake, but some trials still use the greater than or equal to 25 as the threshold. Pulmonary arterial hypertension isolates the precapillary, these vessels that we were just talking about on the diagram, where the small arteries and arterioles have these vasoconstrictive and structural changes, and this gives rise to an increase in pulmonary vascular resistance. So part of the definition is having an elevated PVR greater than 3, and also the absence of a left ventricular component, which is determined by measurement of a wedge pressure, pulmonary arterial wedge pressure, by right heart catheterization of left center equal to 15 millimeters of mercury. Also, you exclude the contribution of any significant lung disease or chronic pulmonary embolism or other rare diseases.